Berkshire Vision Insight Magazine, Summer 2024. On the front cover is a picture of an open-top Reading bus with the children and young people that we support on the top waving. Inside, page 6, why you should register your sight loss. Page 10, fire safety in your home. Page 14, try a train triumph, and so much more. Page 2, CEO update. At the top, there is a photo of Laura, our CEO. Welcome to the summer issue of Insight magazine. I'm pleased to introduce this issue, which includes inspiring stories of our members' achievements, information on accessible technology and the benefits of registration, and an update on all things Berkshire Vision. It's been great to see so many of our members making significant progress, including entering employment and training and accessing new places through the Realise programme. One of the key upcoming highlights of 2024 is the Beyond Sight Inclusive Sports Taster Day in September. The Beyond Sight Inclusive Sports Taster Day will offer a variety of activities tailored to different interests and abilities, from blind football and tandem cycling to swimming and archery. There will be something for everyone. It is being held at Palmer Park Stadium, so that those who wish to can use their new tactile line, designed to help people with sight loss navigate from the bus stop to the stadium. Full details can be found in your August and September programme of activities. To book your place at the Taster Day, please contact the office. I hope to see many of you there. I would be thrilled to have a strong Berkshire Vision team in the upcoming Windsor and Reading half marathons. Your participation would help challenge the local community's expectation of what people with sight loss can achieve, as well as raise awareness and vital funds to keep our services running and help us support the growing number of local people with sight loss. At the bottom of this page, there's a box. Inside the box, it reads, "Share your story." We love to share real-life stories in Insight. If you would like to share your experiences, stories or recommendations in Insight, please contact Claire on 0118 987 2803 or email Claire, spelt C-L-A-R-E, .matthews@berkshirevision.org.uk. Page 3, Tech Update. Do you make the most of your smart devices? By Justine Schultz. As an equipment officer at Berkshire Vision, I often see people who are not using their smart devices to their full potential. These powerful tools have many features that can enhance your experience, yet many remain untapped. Here are some tips to make the most of your devices. Enhance display settings. Adjusting font size, contrast, and enabling dark mode can reduce eye strain and improve readability. Use text-to-speech. Smartphones can read out texts, emails, and web pages, helping you stay connected without straining your eyes. Digital magnifiers. Built-in magnifiers can enlarge portions of your screen, eliminating the need for additional tools. Screen readers. Activate screen readers to vocalize text on your screen, making your device more accessible and user-friendly. Get support. If these features seem overwhelming, Berkshire Vision offers a Tech Buddy service. Volunteers can help set up and train you on your device. We also host monthly tech hubs for hands-on support. If you have family and friends who can help, we can provide easy-to-follow instructions. Contact us at resources@berkshirevision.org.uk for these resources. By exploring these features, you can greatly improve your smart device experience. Don't hesitate to reach out for support. We're here to help you embrace technology. Page 4 and 5. Social and sports activities. We have had a busy summer getting everybody out and benefiting from the warmer weather. The highlights of our social activities included trips to the beach, the theatre, and enjoying boat excursions along the river. The newly funded pottery sessions proved to be incredibly popular and very enjoyable. Our popular sports sessions have continued throughout the summer, with our park walks growing in popularity and seeing the return of outdoor swimming. With our social groups, the Dual Sensory Loss Group visited the Milestones Museum, Savile Gardens, and enjoyed a cruise in Henley on Thames. We are now looking forward to the older teenagers joining the 18 to 35 social group as we go into autumn. The out and about in Mid-Berkshire group have visited garden centres whilst enjoying some delicious food in the cafes. And our socialised groups have enjoyed various entertainment from ukulele bands to chair yoga. We are revamping our activities programme in September to make it bigger and better to ensure that we can continue running events that are suitable for our members and sustainable for us as a charity. The highlights of this include launching a bigger West Berkshire monthly group to allow people from several West Berkshire towns to socialise together, and a new monthly group for the Mortimer, Burfield Common, Thiel, Calcot and Tilehurst area. Added to this, in our autumn and winter sport programme, we will see the return of dancing, tenpin bowling and the much-loved rambling group. And on this page, there are several photos. A photo of members doing chair yoga, some members out on a pub lunch, a photo of people looking at an old bus at Milestones Museum, two people on the beach at the beach trip, and two people at the front of a boat when we went on the boat trip. Pages 6 and 7. Why you should register your sight loss. Registering your sight loss means being on your local authority's register of people who are either severely sight impaired or sight impaired. It is voluntary and is completely confidential. Your details won't be shared. Being on your local authority register means that the sensory needs team can support you to get the best help and advice you need to remain independent. They can discuss with you your needs and provide help with specialist equipment, advice on managing with reading and writing, and information on alternative formats, tips, techniques and training in all aspects of daily living, a programme of training for safe travel and mobility, advice and support in the use of magnifiers and lighting, and information on and signposting to organisations and services who may be able to give additional support and help. It also allows the local authority to understand the number of people in the area living with sight loss, enabling them to allocate appropriate funding and resources. How do I register? Your consultant ophthalmologist will assess your vision to see if you qualify for legal certification of sight impairment. If you do, they will complete a Certificate of Vision Impairment, CVA, with your consent and send a copy to your local authority. The CVI states whether your sight loss qualifies you as sight impaired, partially sighted, or severely sight impaired, blind. Your local authority will then contact you to ask if you want to be officially registered with them. If you agree, you'll stay on the register as long as you live in the area. Registration is voluntary but recommended because it can help you access certain services and benefits. Without a CVI, you can still use support services. However, if you get a CVI, your local authority will automatically refer you for support and contact you to discuss your options. Certification and registration are two parts of a legal process. Registration is local and needs a CVI. If you move to a new area, you need to let the local authority know, and they can send your CVI to your new local authority so you can register and so they can register and support you. Once you confirm you want to be registered, you will receive a yellow card as proof of your registration. If you have any questions, please contact our sight loss support officers, who will be able to assist on 0118 987 2803. And at the bottom of the page, there is a woman walking outside with her long white cane, and she's wearing a green coat and red trousers. Page 8 and 9, fundraising update. by Matthew Thomas, fundraiser. Welcome to the summer fundraising update. We have been working hard over the last 6 months, putting on some great fundraising events and planning plenty more fun and exciting ways for you to get involved. After just over half a year working at Berkshire Vision, I have been truly amazed at all the fabulous supporters and members I have met and spoken to whilst they help raise much needed funds for the charity. I am very excited to announce the introduction of our new supporters initiative, Friends of Berkshire Vision. If you would like to read more about how you can become a friend, please see page 17. Take on 250. I want to start by saying a big thank you to all those who took part in Take on 250 this year to raise awareness of the 250 people who begin to lose their sight every day in the UK. A special mention to Paul Beppe, who took on a challenge running and cycling 250 kilometres at his local gym, and our teenage supporters, Daisy, Grace and Alex, who all took on a 250-minute bell boating challenge on the River Thames, making for a great day and raising much-needed funds. If you would like to show your support for all of our incredible Take on 250 team, there is still time to donate at www.justgiving.com/campaign/BV Take on 250. Get involved. Have an idea for your own fundraising challenge? Let us know and we can help start off your journey to being a super fundraiser. Windsor and Reading Half Marathons. Do you want to run the Windsor or Reading Half Marathon? Get in touch to find out about a place running to support us. Corporate support. Know a local business looking to be more socially conscious? We would love to hear from all local businesses interested in supporting us. Berkshire Vision supporter pins. Get your Berkshire Vision supporters pin. Just visit www.berkshirevision.org.uk/shop. Alternatively, speak to a staff member at one of our activities or call us on 0118 987 2803. Give as you live. Help raise much needed funds while doing your online shopping. A super simple and free way you can support the charity. Find out more and register to support us at www.giveasyoulive.com. Give a car. Do you or someone you know have a car, bike or van they no longer use? You can donate this proceeds from selling your car to us. Visit www.giveacar.co.uk and select us as your chosen charity to support. As always, the fundraising we can do as a charity is only possible through the efforts of all our incredible supporters, no matter how big or small that is. If you want to get involved in any way or have a fundraising idea you think could really take off, please get in touch with me at matthew.thomas@berkshirevision.org.uk, as I would love to hear from you. Thank you once again to all who have been involved. You are incredible. And at the top of the page, there is a photo of the teenagers bell boating challenge. Page 10 and 11, fire safety in your home. It is important that everyone minimises the risk of fire in their home and knows what to do if a fire should start. Being visually impaired can make this more difficult. The Royal Berkshire Fire and Rescue Service offer a free safe and well check to eligible residents. And as a blind or visually impaired person, you are entitled to this check. What is a safe and well check? Once you have arranged for a safe and well check, a member of the team will visit you in your home. They will show you their service ID cards before entering your home. During the visit, they will ask a series of fire risk assessment questions. Check each room of your property to identify any potential hazards. Check that you have working smoke alarms on each level of your home and, where appropriate, fit free 10-year smoke alarms. Provide fire safety advice and show you how to test your smoke alarms. Work with you to create an escape plan for you and your family, and provide advice, signpost and refer you to partner agencies that can support you with health or well-being needs. If you are living with a hearing impairment too, the crew will be able to provide the right support for you at the assessment. You can highlight this need on the request form. The key areas the fire crew will be looking at are cooking risks, heating risks, and risks if you smoke in your home. They can also make sure you have carbon monoxide detectors if needed. There are a wide range of solutions to improve the fire safety in your home. These include vibrating smoke alarm pads that can be placed under your pillow and fire-safe bedding. The crew can discuss this with you. Once the check is complete, the crew will help you action any changes and also provide large print information. If you would like to request a safe and well check, you can either complete the form on the Royal Berkshire Fire Service website, or your site loss support officer can help you fill out the form or refer you. Contact us on 0118 987 2803 to speak to a member of the team. And at the top of the page, there is a photo of somebody testing their smoke alarm. Page 12 and 13, Children, Young People and Families Update. We have been very busy over the past few school holidays, being sporty, scientific, encountering some animals or enjoying meeting up with other families. In April, our children, young people and families participated in some exciting science days. One event took place at Science Centre Oxford, where we explored tactile brass rubbings of animal footprints. Another event involved testing our taste and smell senses at Bayer Lab, where we made bath bombs and tried a sweet and sour taste test. Our sporting events have included several sessions of tandem cycling with Newbury Velo, swimming in the outdoor pool at Polehampton, and trying out some sports such as judo, blind baseball and golf.